I just thought I'd talk about return on investment, ROI, for a moment, if I may. I was at a workshop yesterday which was talking about content and content strategy, and the conversation got on to how hard it is to persuade senior management to invest in their content and spend money on it. And the argument that I took is that you can persuade senior management to do this if they can see the return on investment. And that the way to approach it is to establish a measurable success criteria, a way of telling whether things are improving or not, measure it on your current site, and then do some A-B testing on a small, probably a small portion of your site, because obviously it's going to be a big job to rewrite everything, and that's what you're trying to persuade senior management to pay for. But take a small section of your site, rewrite a small bit, and prove that there's a return on investment. Now, the conversation then moved on to, well, it's really hard to come up with a measurable success criteria for certain situations. And I was arguing that really, I think you can come up with a success criteria on any website and in pretty much any situation. It's just a matter of thinking laterally about it. So let's say, for example, you wanted to not improve the number of leads coming to your website, because that's very easy to measure, isn't it? It's just the number of people that complete a contact us form. But you want to increase the quality of those leads. Now, obviously, quality is a bit of an arbitrary value. I mean, how do you measure that? Now, you could say, well, you could put in a whole CRM system behind it, which would monitor leads that came from the website and then converted into actual business. But that's quite a major undertaking. And we're looking for something light and simple to be able to do a trial to prove something. So why can't you just add a field to or a field or two to your contact us form that maybe qualifies the lead a bit more, that identifies maybe some key characteristics of the lead? So for example, you may mainly work with large organizations, for example, of, you know, over 100 people, over 1,000 people, or whatever. And that anything under that is going to be too small for you and not really a quality lead. Well, just add a field asking people to say how large their organization is. And that will give you an indication of the quality of the lead, enough to be able to prove whether the trial you're doing, in the case of yesterday, the content trial you're doing, is successful or not. So measurable success criteria are really, really important. Otherwise, everything you're doing is just guesswork on the site. You make big changes, you redesign the site, and you've got no way of measuring whether or not those changes have been better or worse. It's just a kind of gut reaction, really. And that's what leads to internal politics, a disagreement, and problems getting funding, because you've not got any hard and fast figures for anything. It's also another argument, of course, for evolving your website rather than doing massive redesigns. Because if you do a massive redesign, you're changing so many things all at one go that it's hard to measure whether the success of any one particular change you've made, you know, whether it's made any difference or not. So small incremental changes are much better and incredibly powerful when tracked with some kind of measurable success criteria. It might not be a perfect one, but some way of measuring should be in pretty much every change that you make to your site. So hopefully that's helped.